to events in Dublin to mark the 100th anniversary of what's known there as the Easter Rising. In 1916, the city centre was occupied by revolutionaries set on the violent overthrow of the hated occupiers, the British. They failed, but as Peter Hunt reports, the Rising was still seen as an important step towards the creation of the Irish Republic.
Gardner! Oh yes! To see!
The drumbeat of commemoration, not of rebellion, as it was in 1916.
We went out to fight. I am glad we did. We seem to have lost. We have not lost. To refuse to fight would have been to lose. To fight is to win.
The Easter Rising didn't succeed. It didn't have popular support until the executions of the ringleaders, but its bloody actions did lead to the independence the Irish state now enjoys. This weekend, this country is honouring the revolutionaries who became the martyrs of 1916.
The haunting music there, ending that report by Peter Hunt. Well, 100 years on, the arts are at the centre of this weekend's commemorations.
Be proud of where we've come from. Be proud of where we've been.
Music, theatre, literature, poetry, the number of Rising-related performances is overwhelming. Even Riverdance creator Michael Flatley has released this single.
This is the biggest event that RTÉ has ever undertaken, and it's hugely significant, such a massive occasion for the country to reflect on the last 100 years, but also to look forward to the next 100 years and kind of see where we are as a nation.
Easter 1916 changed Ireland forever.
But it's not just this weekend.
There has been an armed rising in the centre of Dublin.
RTÉ has even delved into its archives and been rebroadcasting a 1966 dramatisation of the rebellion that hasn't been seen for 50 years.
I don't think it would be possible to look at Ireland over the last 100 years without talking in depth about the role of James Joyce or Samuel Beckett, for that matter. The arts and culture is part of who we are.
The composer Michael Rooney has delved into Ireland's cultural past.